Alright, folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your favorite dose of reality in a digital world, served fresh daily. That's me, Jake Carter, your guide through this crazy thing we call life, one swipe at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion and empathy. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others online? You know, scrolling through Instagram and thinking, wow, their life is perfect. Mine's a total mess. Yeah, that feeling. We're bombarded with curated versions of reality every day, which can seriously mess with our self-esteem and leave us feeling anything but compassionate towards ourselves. But here's the thing. We are all human beings navigating this crazy journey called life. We all have struggles, insecurities, and moments where we feel like we're falling short. So, how do we break free from that endless cycle of comparison and cultivate some real self-love? Let's get into it. 5 key takeaways to remember. First off, remember that everyone is fighting their own battles. What looks perfect on social media is often a carefully constructed facade. It's important to recognize that people online are not always portraying their true selves. We all have those days where we feel like we're falling apart, even if it doesn't show on our feeds. Secondly, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. Did you wake up this morning? That's amazing. Did you manage to make coffee without spilling it all over yourself? Celebrate that victory. Seriously, focusing on the positive can shift your entire perspective. Thirdly, challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself comparing yourself to others or beating yourself up, stop and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic is harsher than we'd ever be to someone else. Try replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself that you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness. Now, let's talk about empathy. Putting yourself in others' shoes can help you see the world from a different perspective and cultivate genuine compassion. We all have unique experiences and challenges. Taking the time to listen to others and understand their stories can build stronger connections and create a more supportive community. And finally, remember that self-care is not selfish. It's essential for our well-being. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, or just taking a relaxing bath. Real-world example. Imagine your friend Sarah posts a picture on Instagram looking absolutely radiant at a party. You might feel a pang of envy and start comparing yourself, your outfit, your hair, your social life. But what if you remembered that Sarah is probably feeling insecure about something else entirely? Maybe she's worried about an upcoming exam or dealing with a personal issue. Sending her a message of support instead of dwelling on comparison can make all the difference. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle work, family, and everything in between, and it feels like there are just not enough hours in the day? You might start comparing yourself to others who seem to be effortlessly having it all. But remember, everyone's journey is different. Focus on your own progress, celebrate your small victories, and be kind to yourself along the way. Summing it up, so, there you have it. Cultivating self-compassion and empathy starts with being mindful of our thoughts, challenging negative comparisons, practicing gratitude, and remembering that we are all in this together. We're all just trying to figure things out. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and remember, you've got this. Ready to take action? Take a moment right now to reflect on something you're grateful for. Share it with someone, a friend, family member, or even in the comments section below. Let's spread some positivity. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, and join me every day for more real talk and practical tips for navigating the digital world. Until next time, keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.